Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover having a routine health checkup for farmers and ranchers, talk a little wheat news, and remind everyone of our upcoming extension programming, like our next Master Gardeners and Friends educational meeting, March 26th. But first, if you love taking road trips before the summer hits, then now is an excellent time to go out and find those roads you didn't know we had around our rural community. Spring makes an amazing time to look at prairies and plains as they become even more picturesque as the grasslands, fields, and tree areas slowly come back to life. Springtime also brings no shortage of activities locally, as many of us are eager to get back outside and enjoy the happenings, sunshine, and the nice weather. In my farm news, healthy farmers start with a checkup. From early morning feeding livestock to long days in the fields, farmers and ranchers spend much of their time caring for crops, animals, and equipment. But K-State Extension says the person behind the operation often gets overlooked, and scheduling an annual medical exam is one of the simple ways producers can take care of themselves. Routine checkups help identify potential health concerns early and can play an important role in maintaining long-term health for agriculture producers. Although many farmers and ranchers are very good about taking care of their animals and their land, they sometimes forget to take care of themselves. An annual medical exam is an important step in staying healthy and catching potential concerns early. Because farm work is physically demanding and often unpredictable, it can be easy for producers to delay routine healthcare visits. However, regular exams allow medical providers to monitor key indicators such as blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and other markers that could signal underlying health issues. Preventative care allows providers to look at the whole picture of someone's health. When they see patients regularly, doctors can identify changes sooner and address them before they become more serious. Prioritizing personal health can ultimately benefit the entire farm family and operation by helping producers stay strong and active for the work they do each day. KSE encourages producers to plan medical visits during slower seasons or schedule appointments well in advance to ensure routine care does not fall through the cracks. Taking the time for a yearly checkup is one way farmers can invest in their own health, just like they invest in their farms. This is not just limited to farmers. All community members can use this advice. In my wheat news, a lot of farmers have called and asked about freeze injury to their winter wheat following the recent cold event here in Kansas. Injury of the wheat will depend on the growth stage, temperature duration, and field conditions. While there is nothing we can do immediately, growers will need to monitor their fields for freeze damage symptoms. We do know that the temperature was below 12 degrees for 3 hours in much of our county. And for those farmers that are grazing their wheat, cattle should be removed at this time from wheat pastures as the wheat has reached first hollow stem. Grazing past this date will hurt the yield of this year's wheat crop. In my extension news, are you looking for a place to showcase your homegrown and homemade products this summer? The McPherson County Market is now inviting vendors for our 2026 season, starting June 6th and running every Saturday through the end of September. The market will open from 7:30 to 11 at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building. If you raise it, bake it, grow it, or make it, we'd love to have you join us. The Farmers Market is proud to feature items that are all homegrown or homemade, giving our community access to fresh produce, baked goods, handcrafted items, and more, all straight from our local producers. To reserve your space or learn more about becoming a vendor, contact the McPherson County Extension Office today. Join us this summer for the McPherson County Farmers Market. Our Master Gardeners and Friends will host their annual educational meeting this Thursday, March 26th, starting at 7 p.m. right here at the Extension Office Meeting Room. Again, This is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.